ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I'm here, and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
And the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figured for a nice guy, you never caused me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside hour into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC on Fox today, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time in the main event. Brandon Vera taking on Mauricio Shogun Rua, folks. That's going to be one hell of a main event, no question about that. These guys both weighed in under the 205-pound limit. I think Rua weighed 203. And Vera weighed 205, but the bottom line is Vera's 12-5, Rua's 20-6. And then Rua's last fight, it was the most brutal fight I've ever seen in the history of the UFC. And I've seen a lot of fights in MMA, okay? But that fight had me turning my face away from the cage and from the TV screen a couple of times last November when they hooked it up in San Jose, California. Him and Dan Henderson, I'm talking Mauricio Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson, who ended up winning a decision when it probably should have been a draw, because they probably should have gave that fifth round to Rua by 2 points. They didn't, a lot of the judges, scored it 10-9. Dave Meltzer, the genius that he is of the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, he scored a 10-8 for Rua, and that would have made it a draw, and I think that 10-8 Rua is probably the right call. But the bottom line is Dan Henderson, being the smaller guy, put up such a great fight for three rounds. I just couldn't give him that fifth round, 10-8. Just couldn't do it. Gave it to him 10-9. Therefore, the winner by 1 point on my card was Dan the Man Henderson. Of course, Dan the Man Henderson taking on John Jones for the World Light Heavyweight, that's 205-pound championship of the UFC later this year. And today's winner, Brandon Vera or Mauricio Shogun Rua, is probably next on tap for a shot at John Bones Jones in the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship of the World. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Kung Lee, the former Strike Force welterweight champion, will be here in just a few minutes. We have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got the Twitter thing going on, too. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know where you're at, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now. Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Of course, that's the theme from the Munsters TV show in the 60s. In fact, I saw an episode of the Munsters about a week and a half ago, and Jimmy Lennon Sr., of course, the father of Jimmy Lennon Jr., the Showtime ring announcer as well for boxing and MMA. And I told Jimmy, I saw Dad on TV the other day. He said, "What TV show, Pedro?" I go, "The Munsters." He goes, "Yeah, I think Jimmy Sr. did the Munsters, the Beverly Hillbillies. He did all those shows back in the 60s as the ring announcer. He was a class act. I think he died about 1991 or 1993. Always treated me like gold. And one of the two times I appeared at the Olympic Auditorium, Jimmy Lennon Sr., I was honored that he was the ring announcer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. And we're just a few hours away from UFC on Fox. Of course, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then 3 hours earlier, the fight card starts on Fuel TV. Now, I know Fuel TV is a bit of a bummer because nobody really gets it unless you've got DirecTV. Okay, but nobody really gets it. So there'll be like maybe 250,000 people watching this show out of 350 million people in the entire country. But the bottom line is that is the precursor. That's the tune-up card. That's the teaser card for this card on Fox TV. Of course, Brandon Vera, not on a great roll, but he's coming in here with a positive attitude, and he's taking on Mauricio Shogun Rua, who was a loser in his last fight, to Dan Henderson. I told you, in probably one of the greatest fights in UFC history. I mean, it has to be the greatest fight that I've ever seen live at a UFC event, and I've been to maybe 40 or 50 of them. But the bottom line is that one fight. Oh man, it was bone crunching. It was excruciatingly painful to watch. It was bloody. It was gory. It was everything that a fight's supposed to be, a real, real get-down, throw-down war is supposed to be in the world of mixed martial arts. And Dan Henderson and Mauricio Shogun Rua, well, they both definitely delivered the product last November on UFC. Of course, UFC Live from San Jose, California. It was an amazing card, an amazing event. Props to Dana White. You know, Dana White hasn't been feeling all that well lately, just diagnosed with Meniere's disease, which is a buildup of fluid in the ears, and there's a problem with that in that it can make your balance off, it can make you dizzy, it can make you seem like you've got vertigo, and if it's operated on, if they do surgery, there's a chance you'll end up deaf. So it's sort of like he's sort of stuck between, you know, a rock and a hard place. So he's taking medication, seems to be doing a little bit better, put on a few pounds. Dana's not the type of guy to put on a few pounds, but it looks like the medication, the fact that he has been sick, put on a couple of pounds. But the bottom line is, he promises a great card today. And, of course, the winner of this Brandon Vera, Mauricio Shogun Rua card today on Fox TV, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That will be the next challenger for John Jones. Should he get by Dan Henderson, he's expected to, when he defends the light heavyweight championship later this year. Speaking of the big fights, the fight of all fights, I'm talking about the rematch, Junior Dos Santos versus Cain Velasquez. I thought Cain was going to be part of the show today, but Cain Velasquez had some prior commitments, and his PR lady didn't get back to me, so we are hoping to get Cain on in the next couple of weeks. We have confirmed Ronda Rousey. It may be on the day that she fights. I may tape this interview 3 or 4 days before the day she fights, but she's going to fight August 18th on Showtime from San Diego, California. She's taking on Sarah Kaufman, but the UFC yesterday did confirm the interview for the prior Wednesday. I don't know if they meant the prior Wednesday being like the 14th or the 15th or the week before that, but the bottom line is we are going to have Ronda, the most beautiful woman in all of mixed martial arts, if not in the world of sports. She's one of the finest chicks on the planet, period. Take her out of the sports world, okay? She's the one that called Kim Kardashian all those nasty names on the red carpet of the ESPYs. I can't even repeat them, but I'll try to get her to repeat them when she comes on the show in a couple of weeks. So we are looking forward to spending some time with Ronda Rousey. As far as the rest of that card is concerned, I told you the card today with Mauricio Shogun Rua, 20-6, taking on Brandon Vera, 12-5, one no contest at 205 pounds. The winner to take on the winner of the Dan Henderson, John Jones UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. Also on the card, a former champion at 205 pounds, Lyoto Machida. They thought he was the real deal. He wasn't going to get beat for a long time. Yeah, that's what happens in the world of mixed martial arts. All of a sudden, you're on top one world, on top 1 minute, and a couple seconds later, you're caught in a submission hold, or you get knocked out, or things happen. I mean, things happen so fast in the world of MMA, especially the UFC, that you've got to keep your eyes on the cage or the TV screen for the entire round. They kid you not, because you turn away, and boom, a knockdown takes place. They're so fast, or a guy gets a guy in a submission hold, be it an arm lock, be it an ankle lock, be it an arm bar, be it a guillotine choke, some type of choke hold. I mean, man, these guys have got all kinds of ways to finish those fights, and that's what makes the UFC and the MMA the most exciting sport right now on the planet and the fastest-growing sport on the planet. 17-3 is Machida. Brian Bader, I think he's out of the American Kickboxing Academy, one of Kyle Kingsbury's teammates, and along with Daniel Cormier. Speaking of Daniel Cormier, the Strikeforce heavyweight title holder, of course, he ran that Grand Prix tournament when he tore apart Josh Barnett over five rounds in May. Well, he will be our guest in the next couple of weeks as well, as he told me he's eager to come on the show. Spent some time with him at the Robert the Ghost Guerrero show. Got to see a lot of people last week at the HP Pavilion. Saw Don King. Don King says, Pedro, you don't call me no more. Yeah, I'll call you, Don. Anyway, I saw Don King's bodyguard, the human refrigerator, Isidore. I mean, there were lots of people there. There were people I hadn't seen in a long time, a lot of writers I hadn't seen in a long time, and it was good to see everybody. But the bottom line is, you know, this UFC card going down tonight, man, this is going to be a thriller. I really think this main event is going to be a thriller. Lyoto Machida supporting with Ryan Bader, but Mauricio Shogun Rua, I think Rua is going to take Brandon Vera apart. Not that it will be one-sided, but it's going to be, I think, a fantastic evening for Mauricio Shogun Rua, especially if he's still got it all after coming off that fight, of course, with Dan Henderson last November. Joe Lauzon, 20-7. He's taking on Jamie Varner. He's 20-6 with a draw and 2-0 contests. Both these guys are fighting 155 pounds. That's lightweights. One of my favorite guys in the world of mixed martial arts. In fact, both guys are fun guys to be around. I'm talking about Mike Swick, 14-4. He's at 170 pounds. He's taking on DeMarcus Johnson. He's also at 170. DeMarcus hasn't got the greatest record in the world, 18-10, but he can fight. Cole Miller's on the card. He's taking on Nam Phan. Miller, 18-6. Phan, 17-11. Of course, a lot of this card will be on Fuel TV. Then, of course, the main card will be on Fox TV. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time on Fox Television. That's right, the same channel that shows you the NFL, baseball, all that kind of good stuff. We're not talking about any bogus cable networks, anything like that. This is the real deal. This is network TV tonight. The UFC will be on network TV. And I'm holding my breath for the day when Ronda Rousey ends up doing her thing as the main event on a UFC card on Fox. I expect that to happen in early 2013 if Steven Espinoza, the president, the VP at Showtime, will allow her to be out of her contract for one fight. She has a fight with Showtime and Strikeforce. All these Strikeforce fighters are committed to Showtime, but if they can get this one exception and get Ronda Rousey to take on Chris Cyborg Santos in the main event, that'll be on UFC Fox TV. I think it'll draw 4 or 5 million viewers, be the biggest gate, the biggest live attendance, the biggest television attendance in the history of the UFC. Also on that card today is Phil Davis. He's 9-1, taking on Wagner Prado. Prado comes in undefeated in 8 fights, and this figures to be a 205-pound fight. Both guys are about the same size and the same reach, so there's not a whole lot of advantages there other than, I like Davis. And Prado's got the O, and somebody's O's got to go sometime, so maybe it's today. Josh Grispy's going to take on Rana Yaha, and that'll be Yaha's a 16-7, so he doesn't look like he's a favorite here. But Grispy's coming in at 14-3. Phil DeFries taking on Ole Thompson. DeFries 8-1 with one no contest, taking on the 9-3 Ole Thompson. They are heavyweights. Anything can happen when these heavyweights get it on. You know that, Bob. Boom. Lights out. Like Muhammad Ali told Wilt Chamberlain in that press conference, where Wilt bowed out of the fight. If you don't know who Wilt Chamberlain was, he was a 7-foot-1-inch center originally for the Philadelphia Warriors. Then he came out to California with the San Francisco Warriors before they became the Golden State Warriors of the NBA. Now they're going to come back to San Francisco here. Anyway, the bottom line is Wilt Chamberlain was supposed to fight Muhammad Ali in 1966, and they had the initial press conference in Houston, Texas. And Angelo Dundee told Muhammad Ali, please don't taunt Wilt Chamberlain until we get the contract signed. Well, Ali taunted him a little bit, got him a little scared, and Wilt Chamberlain pulled out of the fight. So that fight was history. It never took place. That would have been a bit of a freak encounter. But, man, he was the natural athlete. I'm talking about the great Wilt Chamberlain, God rest his soul, and quite a stud according to his personal biography. Manny Gambirian, we take it on Miyashiro Umagawa, and that is one of the cards today on FX. Take that back on Fox Sports, of course. Fuel TV is going to do the prelims. 13-8, Umagawa's 13-11. So some good fights. So Ulysses Gomez is on the card again, as well as John Moraga. So a fantastic card of UFC today on Fox TV and Fuel TV. And what can I say? The UFC, they're getting it on today. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time, live on Fox TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kung Lee is next here on Ring Talk Live World. This is the mighty Tower of Power, and they were mighty last night in Vallejo, California. I want to thank the band for the backstage passes. We got it going on. Thank you so much. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Aha, we go from the horns of the mighty Tower of Power to the mighty Kung Lee, folks. That's right. Former Strike Force welterweight title holder, of course, now fighting 185 pounds. And he was the winner over Patrick Cote. That was a couple of weeks ago. 30-27. That's all three rounds of zip across the board. And Kung, a very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you very much. And good morning to you, too.
It was great to see you at the John Chang event. As evidently, we hang out with the same politicos, huh?
Yes, we did. We definitely hung out there.
Yeah, we had a good time. Of course, John Chang running for state treasurer, I believe, here in California. But the bottom line is, Kung, you were supposed to be in a very, very tough life-and-death match with Mr. Cote, Patrick Cote. You handled him pretty good at 185 pounds and used to fight at 170. I sort of wondered whether you could handle it at 185, but it looks like you are a solid middleweight, for real.
Actually, I've never fought 170, only back in my kickboxing days. In my MMA career, I've always fought 185.
Okay, then I stand corrected then, okay. But the bottom line is you look solid the other night. You look together. I saw you, of course, on the fight with Patrick Cote. You look great, but the other night you look like you're in great shape. You have anything on the horizon as far as future fights are concerned? UFC got anything going for you?
Well, you know, UFC wants me to fight in China against Rich Franklin, and I feel like hopefully, you know, within a few weeks, my doctor, Dr. King, will release me. I had a, you know, it sounds, you know, like it's no big deal, but it definitely hurt. I had a very deep bone bruise, and he said, you know, I was going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, but, you know, I've been doing from Western therapy to Eastern therapy. You know, I've posted a couple of crazy bloodletting where the guy pokes some hose and pushes like old blood out on my Facebook and my Twitter. And, you know, it's actually feeling a lot better. I got out of my walking boot a week early, so I feel like, you know, I should be, you know, good to go for China, you know, unless there's some kind of setback, which, you know, I'm definitely going to – I train smarter now, and I should make sure that I avoid – you know, overtraining and getting injured.
Okay, Kung, I've been to China 4 times. It's a beautiful place. You'll enjoy it. People treat you like gold, no question about that. Now, let's talk about the UFC today. We're talking about Shogun Rua, of course, taking on Brandon Vera. I think Rua is like a very significant favorite here. Am I wrong? Does Brandon Vera deserve some props here? Has he got a chance of winning or what?
I definitely, I think maybe Shogun could be overlooking Brandon Vera, and you know when Brandon's on, you know he's going to be very hard to deal with. So hopefully he comes on with a focused mind and conditioned body, and I think it'll be a very competitive fight. I think it could come down to who wants it more.
What do you think of this? The hot chick, she's beautiful and she can fight too. What do you think of Ronda Rousey?
She's definitely hot and she definitely can fight. So. No, I enjoy watching her, and you know I'm sure everyone else does too.
I tried to tell the guy when I talked with a representative, Steven Espinosa, Showtime. I said, let her go and let her fight one card on Fox TV. I said, you guys will do record numbers. More women will watch a fight card than have ever watched a UFC fight card in the past. He says, I'll pass it on to my boss. That kind of stuff. We're talking with Kung Lee, folks. The former Strike Force champion, now the UFC contender at 185 pounds, coming off that win over Patrick Cote, looking to resume his UFC career. It'll be in a card in the People's Republic of China. Will that be in Beijing?
No, actually, I think it's going to be in Macau.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's still the first UFC fight in in Asia, and I definitely would love to be a part of it. And you know, this is like one of the first time I ever listened to my doctor to like stay off of it. Don't you know, overdo it. So the swelling can go down, and you know, there was a little bit of water fluid in my foot, and you know, I got it drained, and I got some bloodletting on it, and I recorded it, and a lot of people seemed to enjoyed it or got disgusted by what I put on the net, but they were watching it. So
okay, having done the first television broadcast since 1949 for sports related out of the People's Republic of China back in 1993 and the first radio shows in 1993 and 94. Then we went to Macau. We did a boxing card in Macau. So both places are beautiful places. Macau has improved 1,000% since I left there in the 1990s. So, I mean, you could be nothing but it's like Las Vegas of Asia.
Yes, it is Las Vegas of Asia.
Okay. The big fight between Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. Is Cain part of are you with the American Kickboxing Academy?
I trained under Javier Mendez, but, you know, now he's really busy. He's got too many fighters, so I brought Scott Cheely, one of my, longtime buddies, and he trains Matt Brown and Justin Edwards, and I kind of run my own camp now. I do have a few guys that help out, like King Mo, and, you know, I think Daniel Cormier is going to come on to help my camp, and, you know, it's just like my style is a little bit different than, you know, how they train over there, and then, you know, with Javier being so busy, I just, you know, I feel like I prefer to run my own camp and put it in someone else's hands who just focus, you know, specifically on my camp instead of, like, you know, 20 other people's camp. I'm fighting out of Kung Lee's mixed martial arts, and, you know, I love all the guys over there. You know, Javier's definitely, talks me into doing MMA and, you know, been a good trainer and a good friend over the years and over my career, but I think it's just time to do things on my own.
Okay, Kung Lee's our guest, folks. He is a UFC contender at 185 pounds. Will be fighting in China next. Looks like he'll be in Macau, which used to be a Portuguese province of the People's Republic of China, and then in about 1999, when Hong Kong returned to Chinese rule, so did Macau. Now, let me talk to you about this big fight. Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. These guys are arguing over dates and going back and forth in this net. Who wins that fight? Who wins the rematch and why?
First of all, I'm a little biased because Cain's my, you know, he's my boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, like doing a breakdown, I think Cain wins this fight, one, because, you know, Cain's ready to fight anywhere, and he's ready to fight, like, you know, soon. And, you know, Dos Santos is, like, messing around with dates and, you know, changing things around. And I honestly feel like, you know, I was actually there when Cain popped his knee and got injured and still fought, you know, so Dos Santos is injured too. And, you know, take nothing away from Dos Santos. I just think the matchup and the style will match up in Cain's favor. Cause just, you know, with him training with, Daniel and his work ethic, I see him winning that fight.
Some of the awards that my current guest Kung Lee has been gifted with: 2007, he was the Kung Fu Artist of the Year, Strikeforce Middleweight Champion. I mean, he's been the Ultimate Fighting Championship Fight of the Night. Inside MMA called him the 2000 Fight of the Year versus Frank Shamrock. I believe that was in the HP Pavilion, March 29, 2008. But so you've got a lot of awards, you've got a lot of accolades. What's the next? Are you still doing movies? Are you going back to the flicks soon, or what?
Actually, you know, I had a big movie already released this year. I got to star with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dragon Eyes, and Peter Weller, and that did, you know, really good in their film festival. Got released in 10 different cities, and it was like the number one film out of their action slate on VOD and on demand. And I'm in LA right now, and I got a chance to meet Courtney Solomon, who's the promoter of the producer of.
Go ahead, Kung. I think we dropped Kung Lee. All the best to him. He's down there in L.A. They're doing some movie stuff, I believe. And, of course, he's coming back and hopefully fighting in Macau. He says his foot's ready to go. He hurt his foot in that last fight against Patrick Cote. And, of course, that was a hell of a fight, July 7, 2012. That was the finale fight for Tito Ortiz. Of course, Tito Ortiz a little bit upset now after learning that Forrest Griffin had been taking testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. I'm not into that. I don't think that's cool. I really don't. I mean, if you don't have enough testosterone to fight, guess what? Then you don't fight. If you're a regular guy and you need testosterone replacement, that's cool. We're talking about athletics, especially combat sports. I just don't think that testosterone replacement therapy belongs in combat sports, be it boxing or be it MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We got the UFC news desk, all kinds of stuff to talk about, gossip, you name it. We're doing it right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network. Hello out there to all the troops from the Sports Byline headquarters in San Francisco, California.
And now, this special sports break.
Welcome to the 100-yard dash. And they're off and setting a blazing pace and... Yes, it is a world record. Let's follow the champion as he heads down to the podium for the awarding of the medals. And he's past the podium, grabbing his gold medal along the way. It looks like he's heading directly to a person in the crowd. He's walking up to a man who just popped the top of a Mao Tai beer, and he's giving the man his gold medal and taking the Mao Tai. Please get somebody down there to find out what he's doing.
This is Graydon Basil down on the track with our winner. The world is all wondering why you passed the medal ceremony to exchange your gold for a Mao Tai.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, mate? A gold is a gold, but a Mao Tai is a dynasty.
Taste the dynasty. MaoTaiUSA.com. Proud sponsor of Impact Syndicate and Team Mao Tai. Please drink responsibly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Randy trying to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Little bit of the Super Stroke Land Band here. Tower of Power and Huey Lewis. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Some numbers on UFC 147. Of course, that was the fight down there in Brazil that nobody gave a spit about. Vitor Belfort and Rich Franklin, they did like, I think, 140,000 buys on pay-per-view. That means that only the bare minimum of the UFC hardcore got involved. UFC 149, they did about 235,000 homes. UFC 150 is expected to do probably about 400,000 homes. But UFC 148 did 900,000 homes. That's not too bad. It's a little bit short of a million homes. That's not too bad. Of course, the big fight this year is going to be John Jones and Dan Henderson. That'll take September 1st. That'll be for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. You know, and looking at Jones's personal life, I mean, he's had his issues outside of the ring, you know, like a DUI and things like that. But he's got two brothers play in the NFL. I mean, he's got an athletic family. So as far as him being able to move up to heavyweight, something I doubted before because they call him John Bones Jones. And they don't call him Bones for nothing. He's skinny, okay? But to move up to and fight guys 240, 245, 45, 250, 260, or 265, which is the UFC heavyweight limit, I just don't know if John Jones has the physical mass to do so. I know he's got the abilities. I mean, he's a pretty good wrestler. He strikes well. The only fight he ever lost was to Matt Hamill, and he was kicking the snot out of Matt Hamill until he hit him with an illegal elbow, I believe. But the bottom line is, you know, John Jones is the real deal, no question about that. 17-1, the only one loss by disqualification to Matt Hamill. He's got 8 knockouts, 5 submission wins, 3 decision wins. I mean, the guy is the real deal, no question about that. But then again, every time we get the real deal in the world of mixed martial arts, things happen. He's only 25 years old, but things happen. You lose. I mean, you get caught in a bad move. Take Anderson Silva, considered like one of the best fighters in the history of the UFC. I think he's got 10 successful defenses of the UFC middleweight. It's 185-pound belt, a belt that Kung Lee hopes to fight for someday. But he's got 10 successful defenses. He was beating Chael Sonnen. Take that back. Chael Sonnen was beating him to death 4.5 rounds over in Oakland, California a couple of years ago. And Anderson came back with a last-minute submission move. And he made Chael tap. Of course, he got Chael out of there about a month ago with ease. But the bottom line is Chael Sonnen gave him hell the first time around. And, you know, I mean, and it looked like everybody on TV was saying, oh, this looks like it's the end of Anderson Silva's title run. Well, guess what? It wasn't, because the bottom line is at the end of the day, Anderson Silva came up with the submission hold and Chael Sonnen had to tap. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Now, don't forget, we do a weekend wrap, both on boxing and the UFC and Strikeforce and Bellator and all that kind of good stuff. In other words, the world of MMA. We do a boxing and MMA wrap-up every Sunday. This is a Saturday show. Every Sunday show at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live at Stitcher.com, live at TuneIn.com, live on my website right now, RingTalk.com. Of course, you also do the thing with Twitter. We have the Twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk. But John Jones is the real deal, no question about that. And I would believe that he would take out Dan Henderson inside the distance. As tough as Dan Henderson is, I don't think he's any match for John Jones. The official gate for UFC 148 at the MGM Grand Garden Arena was 15,104 people. And it was sort of funny because the MGM Grand was supposed to hold just over 14,000 people. So how in the hell did all these extra people fit in? People really don't know. But the bottom line is they actually had the arena set up for 15,168 people and 64 tickets went unsold. That meant it was a gate of $6,901,000 and some change. But the bottom line is the UFC drawing well, no question about that, in Las Vegas. Now, can they draw outside of Las Vegas? Yes, they can. Of course, UFC 100, I think, was one of the bigger events. Of course, it drew like 17,000 people in Las Vegas, but only 10,800 people were able to fit into the Mandalay Bay Event Center, and 6,000 watched it on closed-circuit television in the town. I mean, so that was a big event. But the big UFC events coming up, I think, are John Jones and Dan Henderson at September 1st, and, of course, the big fight, when it happens, Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez for the UFC heavyweight title. Both guys went into their first fight last November, hurt the champion Junior Dos Santos, who's been on the show in the past, as has been Cain Velasquez. He had a broken foot. Cain Velasquez had a popped knee, and a messed up shoulder, and both those have been, he's on the mend. He's 100%. When I saw him at the fights a few weeks ago, he said he was ready to rock, and I had anticipated having him this week, but somehow some problems with his PR person didn't. In other words, the connections weren't made, and we hope to get him on in the next couple of weeks for sure. But on the Sunday show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, it'll be Michael Bisping. I'm talking about the Count, the guy from the U.K., the guy with a mouth like Muhammad Ali. I mean, he can talk the talk. He talks a lot of smack, but he also walks the walk. So that'll be a big event, and that's going to go down. It'll be an upcoming fight. I think Michael Bisping's going to fight in a couple of weeks. And take that back. I think he's going to fight on the Frankie Edgar undercard. I'll have to check that out. But the bottom line is the UFC is rocking and rolling. I mean, you know, it's the hottest sport in the world right now. And unfortunately, you know, some of the lesser brands are not drawing. I mean, Strikeforce did about 4,000 people a couple of weeks ago in Sacramento and San Jose, California. Usually they used to do 16,000 people. Okay, it's the brand. The brand, the UFC brand is what's selling, because some of the smaller clubs are dying. They're running out of steam. They have no steam to run on. They get put together decent fight cards. People don't want to come out and watch them. People aren't buying them on their internet pay-per-views and this and that. So the bottom line is the UFC is the brand. It is the thing as far as the driving force behind the world of MMA. And the UFC, of course, now a billion-dollar property. The Vertitta brothers own, I believe, 77%. The Dubai government owns 13%. And, of course, Dana White, the president, the face of the UFC, he owns 10%. But the main event today, Brandon Vera, of course, taking to Mauricio Shogun Rua. That's going to be a hell of a fight. That'll be the main event on Fox TV. That begins at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And I believe Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California, will have it on the big screen for you if you want to go over there and watch it. Of course, that's on free TV, but you can enjoy the fine amenities of Ricky's, the fine bar, the fine staff, and, of course, the fantastic food. I'm only ticked off at Ricky for one thing. They took the Pedro Fernandez quesadilla off the menu. Okay, I wanted the steak sandwich. Not that I'm a big meat eater, but I wanted the Willie Brown steak sandwich. But how do you replace a Hall of Famer, a guy that was in the NFL Hall of Fame? How do you replace him? You can't. So I guess I've got to come up with another sandwich in my name. But the bottom line is I used to be on the menu over at Ricky's, but the quesadilla didn't work. So they nixed it, dropped it like a bad cold. But the bottom line is Ricky's got a great thing going on. You all can check out all of Ricky's events at rickys.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. They tell me Josh Barnett is doing some professional wrestling in Japan, of course, coming off that fight with Daniel Cormier. I spent some time with Cormier this past week. Of course, I looked at his hand, saw the surgery that was done on his hand. He said his hand is 100%. He shakes hands with people. And when I was a fighter, I didn't like to shake hands with people because people squeeze your hand too hard. And, you know, they don't want to do this macho thing. I never got into this macho thing. Even some chicks, they want to squeeze your hand, like almost squeeze the circulation out of it. And Larry Holmes, he didn't like people shaking his hand at all. He shook his hand very, very gently, almost like as timidly as a handshake as I've ever seen. But, of course, he was the heavyweight champion of the world, so he's not a big handshaker. But last week, Daniel Cormier was in the house at the Robert Guerrero, of course, Sekukai Dean fight, and that was a fantastic card. I mean, from top to bottom, it was a pretty good boxing card. But the bottom line is Daniel Cormier was there. He was looking good. He says he's in decent shape. He's ready to fight. He's ready to rock. His hand is at the point where he can start training in a couple of weeks. And, of course, he's going to take on Frank Mir, the former UFC heavyweight title holder. That'll be on a Strikeforce card, and the date is to be determined. But the bottom line is Frank Mir, that's a big step up, I think, for Daniel Cormier. But then again, I thought that Josh Barnett was going to beat Daniel Cormier, but that didn't happen. I mean, he didn't beat him past the stare down. The stare down was the last part of the fight that Josh Barnett won. From that point forward, it was all about Daniel Cormier. And Cormier is not a John Jones or some muscle-looking guy. He just looks like a guy from Muscle Beach. He sort of looks like your average guy, maybe like a Teamster or a longshoreman or something like that. He's not soft, but he's not rock hard. And he's not pudgy, but he's not sculpted. And the bottom line is he seems to be able to put it together. Of course, he had a wrestling background, and you know he knows his mixed martial arts. He's getting into striking. His striking is becoming more effective. And he did it all against Josh Barnett in May at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California on that Strike Force card. And what can I say? I expect great things to come out of Daniel Cormier, even though he doesn't look like the prototype heavyweight. Okay? Some guys just don't fit the mold. Daniel Cormier doesn't fit the mold, but still, I think he's got some exciting fights ahead of him. Of course, Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight title holder, I believe twice, held the vacant title and then the interim title. But the bottom line is Mir was the guy that first beat. Don't you remember? He beat Brock Lesnar the first time on that ankle lock. Got Brock Lesnar to submit, I believe, in his first UFC fight. Then Brock went on to win the heavyweight championship. And then he lost it in via a knockout to Cain Velasquez. And then Cain Velasquez took a year off because of an injury. Then he comes back and fights injured. Fights Junior Dos Santos. That fight goes a minute and 4 seconds. That fight's over with. Junior Dos Santos is now the heavyweight title holder. Of course, Junior Dos Santos coming off the win in May. Junior Dos Santos having appeared on the show. Hey, this guy, you talk about a guy that's, you got to give him some credit, okay? Because Portuguese is a tough, tough language. People say if you can speak Spanish, you can speak Portuguese. Yeah, you're full of snot. You can't do it. Two different languages. Yeah, some of the words are similar, but not a lot. But going from Portuguese to English in less than a year and a half, I mean, I want to give Junior Dos Santos some props because when he appeared on the show the last time, although he did have a little coaching, he was excellent. He really was. I mean, he talks the talk. He walks the walk. He's the biggest hero in Brazil. No question about that. He's sort of like Pelé. Pelé, the great soccer player of the 60s and the 70s. He's an iconic figure down there. I mean, if he wanted to run for president, he could run for president. And unlike Manny Pacquiao, he's probably got a little bit more smarts than Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, what can I say? Just not too happy with the young man from the Philippines. Why? This hasn't lived up to his potential. I mean, as a congressman, as a representative of the people, he just hasn't. He's gone on off into the world, these right-wing Christian ways, and he's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, they had one internet report where he was drinking virgin blood and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know what he's into, but the bottom line is, you know, they were talking about Manny Pacquiao possibly doing an MMA fight, but that'll never happen. So Manny Pacquiao in the MMA, I just got that on an email. That's not going to happen. Manny Pacquiao will never fight in the world of mixed martial arts. So the big fight this year is going to be Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. And a lot of people are picking Cain to win the fight. A lot of people are picking Junior to repeat his first round knockout of Cain Velasquez last year. But as I said, Cain entered the ring with a popped up, a torn up knee and a torn up shoulder. And Cain, and Junior Dos Santos entered the fight with a broken foot. So, man, what do you know? Both guys fought hurt. One guy won. They're going to do the rematch. I figure it'll be next year. I'm looking for this fight to either take place the last couple of days of 2012 or early 2013. And if it does happen in 2013, I think he can get that 80,000-seat soccer stadium down there in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Was supposed to be ready by like February or March. They should just put it off and hold the fight there. Now, Velasquez's people, their only concern with fighting in Brazil is the difference in time and the difference in climate and things like that. So they want to go down about 2 or 3 weeks before and prepare. And the UFC is willing to foot the bill, so there shouldn't be a problem there. Cain's willing to fight Junior Dos Santos at home. As I said, it would do 80,000 people in a stadium. 80,000 people. Who can draw 80,000 people? The Klitschkos can't draw 80,000 people. They can draw 30, 35 over there in Germany, but they can't draw 80,000 people. But Junior Dos Santos in his native Brazil can draw 80,000 people, and he will, when he defends that championship, if it happens in Brazil, against the former champion, Cain Velasquez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's shoulder. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist. 50 seconds.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nip it in the bud.
On this Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, in the MMA section, we'll bring in Michael the Count, Beast Bing, of course, 26-4, 14 KOs and 4 submissions. He's never won a fight that went the distance. He's a knockout type of guy, a submission type of guy. He's a good talker. He talks a lot of smack. He'll be here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So don't forget, you can get all your information regarding the shows, the podcasts, things like that. All of that is at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Want to thank my cousins, Al, Cecilia. Want to thank Martha. Want to thank Rosario to an extent, too. We had a great weekend this weekend as far as music concerned. Confunctions playing tonight. Probably going to go see the boys from Vallejo in Vallejo, California. So it's been a fantastic entertainment-wise. Of course, the UFC tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be watching that as well. So I'm doing all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line is the UFC's got it going on tonight. UFC on Fox, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, I got the greatest producer in the world, great Scott Cuddy. Thank you so much, Scott, and all my listeners.